Chinese Food by Mort M. Rumberg. Growing up in Brooklyn, New York, I quickly learned that life had its challenges. We always had to watch how we spent our pennies. Gifts from my brother and me were things we normally needed, clothes, and nothing frivolous. An ice cream cone during the week was a special treat that didn't happen often enough. Mom and Dad only took us out to dinner, perhaps, at best, once a month. And then, only if it was for a significant occasion. They always preferred Chinese food, as long as the restaurant wasn't expensive. As a kid, I grew up thinking that Chinese food was pretty much the only food to eat when dining out. "If it's a memorable occasion," Mom said, "we'll celebrate with Chinese food." Of course, there were Italian restaurants, Greek, Mexican, and many others, but apparently the food of choice for us was Chinese. I never really liked eating Chinese food exclusively, and loved it when my Italian and Greek friends invited me to their houses for dinner, introducing me to the food of other cultures. Mom always said Chinese food was the best of all, and she provided good reasons. It was well-cooked, low in fat, nutritious. There was a lot of it, and it was inexpensive. Inexpensive, I was sure, being the critical word. She'd say, with a satisfied smile as we opened our fortune cookies after each meal, "That was nice." Of course, there were always some leftovers to bring home. The notorious doggy bag, even though we didn't have a dog. The goodies in the doggy bag let us extend the occasion another day. When Dad passed away, we stopped eating out for a long time, but eventually, Mom began her tradition again, eating out only on the rare, notable day when a holiday, birthday or anniversary came around, and exclusively at her favorite Chinese restaurant. Rain or shine, that's where we would go. Hong Fu's authentic Chinese restaurant. The staff would bow and greet her by name. After I left for college, I frequented restaurants other than Chinese, and soon came to the conclusion that my first preference was Italian food, especially chicken with angel hair spaghetti smothered in a mildly spicy Italian sauce. It was a stretch, I know, but it very loosely reminded me of chicken chow mein, except for the great Italian sauce. I never told Mom about my preference for fear of upsetting her. Every time I visited her, we'd have at least one meal out, and it was always Chinese. I began to think she had never tasted any food other than Chinese. Through the years, Mom's neighborhood began to change. The aging Asian population had moved away and was being replaced by other immigrant populations. As a consequence, the number of Asian restaurants dwindled, and those of other nationalities grew. I thought the change in eateries was most welcome, but Mom still would only eat Chinese, until her favorite restaurant, and the last Chinese restaurant in her neighborhood, Hong Fu's authentic Chinese restaurant, went out of business. Because of her failing eyesight, Mom didn't know it had gone out of business, and she didn't pay attention to the notice on the restaurant's front door. She refused to have cataract surgery, not trusting the doctors to do it right, kept misplacing her glasses, and began being more of a homebody. When she finally heard about Hong Fu's closing, she told me, "It must be for renovations. Chinese restaurants don't go out of business." I don't know where she got that idea, but she was getting older now, and it was becoming more of an effort for her to get out anyway. She surely didn't realize that her neighborhood was changing. When one restaurant closes, so to speak, another opens. Hong Fu's had given way to an Italian restaurant, Mama Rosa's Sicilian Cuisine. It looked quite inviting. I wanted to take Mom there, but I knew if we were going out to eat, she would only, and I mean only, eat Chinese food. And unless it was her favorite place, she probably wouldn't want to go. So, I decided to see if I could fool her. Not an easy task. "Mom, that Chinese place you love so much, Hong Fu, has reopened. The renovations are done. Let's try it." She brightened up and in short order agreed to go. I made reservations for Friday, asking the restaurant for special handling when it came to Mom's order.
"Why does everything look so different?" she wondered as we were seated. "What's with the red and white checkered tablecloth? That's not Chinese."
I told her, "It's probably modern Chinese instead of traditional." She frowned.
"And why does the background music seem Italian? Isn't that Perry Como singing?"
"Probably just playing different musical themes." Another frown. And the pictures on the walls, they're not Chinese. Isn't that a map of Italy? She said, straining to see more clearly. Maybe it's a Chinese province, or they want to be more inclusive, you know, more worldly. Yet another frown. And why isn't our waiter Chinese? Probably because of civil rights. You know, you have to hire a diverse staff now. Well, I'm not so sure I like these renovations. Let's give it a chance. After all, it's the food that counts, not the pictures on the wall or the music. She mumbled something negative. It was pretty obvious to me that my answers were about as evasive as one could get, but at least she hadn't thrown up her hands and stormed out. I thought she'd reached her limit when I ordered a glass of Chianti instead of Qingtao beer. I want to try something different, I told her, hoping to alleviate any suspicion. She shook her head and rolled her eyes. Wine with Chinese food? She mumbled, probably wondering where she went wrong raising me. She looked askance when a basket of Italian bread was placed on the table. I never heard of them doing anything like this before. Italian bread with Chinese food? I looked at her and shrugged. Maybe it's their new serving procedure. I was running out of explanations. The world was changing too fast for Mom. I knew she'd eventually discover the truth. I only hoped it would be later than sooner. Her favorite meal, and the only one I ever knew her to order through the years, had been chicken chow mein, so before we left, I had called Mama Rose's. Regardless of what she orders, I wanted to be chicken with angel hair and Italian sauce. They were to make sure the chicken had been cut into small pieces and mixed with the spaghetti so it resembled, if only from a distance, chicken chow mein. When her chicken chow mein was served, she surely was surprised at how it looked. Her eyes narrowed and her forehead suddenly developed deep, suspicious frown lines. I was sure she was about to tell them she received the wrong order. I'm sure she wondered what the red sauce was for, and I heard her mumble a comment that I can't repeat here. She reluctantly tried it and, without a word during the entire meal, finished every bit of it, even to the extent of mopping up the remains of the Italian sauce with Italian bread. No doggy bag this time, and she didn't say anything about the lack of any fortune cookies. Then she sat back with a big, satisfied smile and said, "Best Chinese food I ever had."